This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for your Monday. I'm Dustin Huffman. With programming brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, South America is in the midst of their harvest season, and we're seeing, especially in Brazil, that progress being slowed a little bit by a rainy season that just won't quite go away. Now, it doesn't mean that the markets are going to go completely haywire because there's massive rain. It just means that a crop that's been seeing almost textbook perfection is not without any challenges of its own. We'll focus on that more right after this.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an Innovation to Profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 and soybean farmers.
Dr. Michael Cadanier is an agronomist with Soybean and Corn Advisors, Inc., and explains that while wet weather has created challenges in parts of Brazil, it hasn't completely halted the soybean harvest. Farmers could still gather some of their crops, though conditions may have been affecting yields and quality in a few areas.
Soybeans are maybe 17-18% harvested, and the safrinha corn maybe 16-17% planted. I think I'll probably leave my Brazil soybean estimate unchanged at 170 million tons. Now, the safrinha corn, that's a tough one to call. Planting is going to be delayed for sure. There's only 3 weeks left in February. They may be hard-pressed to be 50% planted by the end of the month. And then the yield is going to depend on when the rainy season ends. Now, I have a neutral to lower bias. Certainly, the wet weather has continued to delay everything in Brazil.
While some areas in Brazil have been wetter recently, other places have had the opposite problems as the country's rainy season winds down in different areas.
Yes, far southern Brazil, especially Rio Grande do Sul, is very dry. So it's like a tale of two halves. The northern half is overly wet, and far southern Brazil is overly dry. And the question is, will the good yields in the north compensate for the lower yields in the south? The answer is probably yes. There is concern about quality issues in Brazil. Have not had any reports yet, but everybody's concerned about if they get a stretch of rain like 4, 5, 6, 7 days, and your soybeans are sitting out there in the rain, you're going to have some quality issues.
But also, despite some of the wetter conditions in a few regions, fungal disease pressure has remained surprisingly low. Favorable temperatures and effective disease management practices have helped keep outbreaks under control, which has prevented significant crop losses in the country.
Not anything extraordinarily yet, but you're always worried about the fungal diseases when it stays extra wet. Now, there's no rust up in that part of the country, so that was a good thing. So I do expect some fungal diseases, but the weather's been a lot of moisture, overcast, and cloudy, so that may be a little bit of a trimming of the yields, but they're still going to be good. They're still going to be record type of yields in Mato Grosso and Goiás because they just had so much rainfall so far this growing season. So have not seen any big problems with the diseases as of yet.
Now, of course, these are isolated reports in different areas across the harvesting area in Brazil. And, of course, the wet conditions will start to taper off here as the safrinha corn crop does go in at more earnest. Of course, we'll have to see how much this is taken into account in the WASDE report that comes out tomorrow. But for sure, we should see something if there's any major effect coming out in the March WASDE report. But this will be something that's definitely going to be watched more closely by the markets. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.